Some Democrats are calling for Congress to cancel its two-week recess to focus on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. But as of now, the recess is starting today. And members of both parties will be hearing from constituents on the impeachment inquiry, the whistleblower complaint, and the phone call between President Trump and his counterpart in Ukraine. Former Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican, has been watching events unfold from outside Washington. He joins us now. Senator, do you think the president committed a crime by asking the Ukrainian president to investigate Trump's political rival?
Well, this is certainly that was a pretty damning transcript. That was not anything you want your president to be doing. So I think we need to wait for the investigation to conclude before drawing conclusions. But it seems the House is already moving ahead.
Do you think the Democrats were right to start an impeachment inquiry?
You know, whether it's an inquiry or hearings or whatever it is, in terms of an investigation, it ought to go forward. It's going to be difficult with six committees having jurisdiction in the House dealing with this issue that the Democrats are saying they're going to narrow the focus on. And we'll have to see how that plays out. My sense is it makes it a much more difficult proposition for Republicans in the Senate if it is narrowly focused on this issue. If it's more broadly focused on the Mueller report and everything else, then it's an easier no vote for Republicans in the Senate.
Well, you said yesterday that you think there are 35 Republicans in the Senate who would vote against the president in secret. What makes you say that?
Oh, that was just a comment by, I believe, Mike Murphy saying that there were, or he'd heard from a Republican senator that 30 senators, if in private, would vote to get rid of the president. I said, no, that's probably lowballing it. Probably be 35. Anybody who has sat through 2 years, as I have, of Republican luncheons realizes that there's not a lot of love for the president. There's a lot of fear of what it means to go against the president. So, yeah, a private vote would go a lot differently, but that doesn't matter because that's just a hypothetical.
Why is there so much fear, especially for senators who won't face re-election for a number of years?
Oh, they'll face re-election at some point. Almost everybody's up within the next couple of years. And to win a Republican primary in just about every state, you've got to be with the president. And there's a lot of fear that if you aren't, you'll get primaried.
Do you think you're seeing any cracks in the Republican Party right now?
I think that if the focus remains narrow, it's tough to look at the information that it's come forward so far and to say that this was not an abuse of power. And impeachment, you know, is not completely defined. You know, high crimes and misdemeanors, what does that mean? But boy, if it remains narrow, it's a far tougher vote, and I believe that you're more likely to see Republican defections.
And what about the issue of a possible cover-up? According to the whistleblower complaint, White House officials locked down the transcript of that July 25th phone call. Do you think an investigation should be launched into who did that and why?
Well, whether it should or not, there's going to be, certainly. The whistleblower mentioned that there were a number of people involved in that. And obviously, there are going to be subpoenas there, and that could lead to, you know, somebody else revealing other details. So this is going to be a real roller coaster over the next few weeks.
What did you make of the questions from Republicans yesterday in that House hearing and the strategy, it seems, from the White House to go after the whistleblower, to obviously try to shift focus to the Bidens? What do you make of what the Republicans and what the White House are doing?
Well, they're doing exactly what you would expect them to do. If you read the transcript itself, it's pretty plain that there's some damning information there. And that would be the last thing you'd want to focus on if you're the White House or Republicans defending the White House.
I want to ask you one more thing. You've said that the Democrats should keep this focused and not broaden it out too much. But do you think that there's a chance that this could backfire on the Democrats, as Republicans are saying?
Oh, yes, definitely. And my position is I don't want to see impeachment. I'm not a fan of the president. I hope that he's not reelected next year. But I worry that this, in a very divided country, will divide it even further. So I'd rather defeat the president the old-fashioned way at the ballot box. So I don't want to see it going here, and I think it very well could go the other direction. That's what Nancy Pelosi has been concerned about, I think rightly so. I think that some Democrats are obviously concerned about filling their constitutional role, regardless of the politics, and I can appreciate that.
You say you don't want to see the president reelected. If it were Trump versus Biden, would you vote for Biden?
I'm on record saying that I would obviously rather vote for another Republican, one who's more conservative than the Democratic field. But I have not ruled out at any point voting for a Democrat, and I may do so. I hope that the Democrats nominate somebody who has a broad appeal, and there are a number in that field who do.
That is former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, Republican. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.